I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it to
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is an imminent problem developing in Iran. They just elected a new president, Ebrahim Raisi, a hardliner. He's an ally of the Ayatollah Khomeini, who is a supreme leader. It's a theocracy, Shiite theocracy. Ebrahim Raisi will do whatever Khomeini says, tells him to do. And he made a couple of announcements. And by the way, they had barely 50% voter turnout in that election. Usually it's somewhere around 70% or higher. And they interviewed a lot of people. They had to be very careful because if they're on TV saying anything, they'll get arrested and their families will get arrested. But the overwhelming statement from all these people is, it doesn't make any difference. This thing has been cooked up. This thing has been cooked up. And at a protest, they didn't vote. Ebrahim Raisi said, yeah, I'll go back to the peace accords, the Iran agreement accords with Biden or his representative. But missiles and militias and supporting fighting around the Middle East are off the table. All we're willing to say is we're not making a nuclear weapon. That's all. There won't be any inspectors coming in either. Now, here's what's happening. Iran is behind Hezbollah in Lebanon, which attacks Christians in Lebanon and attacks Israel. They're Shiites. Iran is a Shiite nation. Of all the Muslims in the world, about 1.3 billion, 10% are Shiites, 90% are Sunnis. And they fight continuously, and they have for 1,300 years, because a dispute arose as to whether the successor to the Prophet Muhammad should be his son-in-law or his grandson. For 1,300 years, people have fought over that. Iran is also giving arms and missiles to Hamas in Gaza to attack Israel. Now, Hamas are Sunnis, so normally Iran would not support them. And I'll tell you what, these people over there, Saudi Arabia is the center of Sunni Islam. They occasionally just execute a Shiite cleric. I'm not kidding. Call the guy out. Time to execute him. And Iran doesn't do anything about it because they're impotent. But they're consumed with a hatred of Israel, and they're consumed with a hatred of the United States, Western Europe, and Judeo-Christianity. Well, now they're saying that no matter what happens at the table, they will continue to supply missiles to Hamas. They will continue to back Hezbollah, and they will continue to develop their missiles. They just launched a satellite that didn't work. Now they're launching another one. They have just purified uranium to 60%, 60. That's a nuclear weapon grade. Commercial improvements of uranium purifications for peaceful purposes, about 3%. They're making a bomb. They're making a bomb. And when they have a nuclear weapon, they'll have a Shiite nuclear weapon. Pakistan has a nuclear weapon. It's a Sunni nuclear weapon. North Korea has one. It's a communist one. Of course, China and Russia do too, and we do, and so on. We can't continue to let all of these countries have nuclear weapons. One of these days they'll use it, then we'll have to destroy that country. We don't want to do that, and we don't want them destroying anybody, and it's time to take that out before it develops. Okay, we're going to the lines. Luke of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks, Quinn. What's on your mind today, Luke of Milwaukee?
Matt, I'm sorry I didn't catch all of your discussion about, but it sounds like you're also worried about Iran with a nuclear weapon.
Absolutely, and we have to take that out. My view is we could have, as North Korea was developing one back in the 90s, and you know George H.W. Bush was president, and that's when they started to develop it, and then, of course, Bill Clinton came in, and people agonized whether we should take that weapon out. The problem is North Korea has a border with China. If you bomb North Korea, and its capital is something like 30 miles from the South Korean border, and it has a border with China, I mean, that's sort of like the Chinese bombing Mexico. You got to be a little careful. So the guy has it, but he's been privately told if that thing gets used, North Korea will be a figment of historical imagination. The whole country will be. So far, he's held the line. Pakistan has one. I don't know why we didn't take that out, except that it has very, you know, disturbing borders as well. And they have it, and we give them $2 billion a year. Keep an eye on it, and they let them know. You ever use it, that's the end of Pakistan. Well, Iran only is bordered by Turkey, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. It's not bordered by Russia and China. If there's any bomb we should take out early, it's in Iran. So
yeah, I keep reading that some of the military experts say that our bunker busting bombs can't get far enough underground to do that at this point. So it's
yeah,
kind
but that's,
of
that's not the issue. The issue is you bomb it, you eliminate their Navy and their Air Force, eliminate their airport, and whoever's down there in the bunker, the bomb isn't ready right now. They don't come up for air. They don't come up for food. They don't come up anywhere. Their communication system are damaged. They stay down there, and then they're bombed again. These countries cannot, you can't have countries all through the Middle East and Africa and Asia with nuclear weapons. These are people who have no accomplishment. They were the Persians. I understand it. They're racially obsessed. They're racially obsessed because they say they're Aryans. They changed the name of their country to Iran, Aryan. They have racial aspirations the way the Nazis did, the Han Chinese do, and the Japanese did in the Second World War. And it took the Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and it took the division of Berlin and the crushing of the Nazis to get rid of those racial aspirations. The Han Chinese have them as well, but there's so many Asians of different nationalities. The Han Chinese have this like hitting mosquitoes. They can't get them all. But Iran is dangerous. It should not have a nuclear weapon. Should not have a nuclear weapon. Luke, thanks a lot for calling in. I really appreciate it. So the question then is, what do we do? What do we do? Am I advocating that somehow we should bomb them right now? No. But the longer they go, the more they go along until they actually have one, they will launch against Israel. They will launch against Rome. They will launch against the Sixth Fleet in the Mediterranean, our Sixth Fleet. They'll launch against our fleet in the Indian Ocean. They'll close down the straits that we use for navigation. And they'll eventually go to Paris and London. We're not going to have that. We're not going to have that. Our message to them is develop your culture. Get beyond just growing pistachios and weaving carpets, okay? Develop a mathematics. Develop a literature, a philosophy, and a music. All right? Develop a culture, and then come back to us in 500 years and tell us you think you need a nuclear weapon. You ain't getting a nuclear weapon. These people right now pose a serious danger to the Middle East. And, you know, we're sending people back to these negotiations, these accords, and they're going to sit there. And the guys already said missiles and militias are off the table. So we're going to continue to supply Hamas with missiles. We're going to continue to supply Hezbollah. Remember something. Iran killed 250 U.S. Marines in Beirut when Reagan was president in the early 80s, and we didn't do anything about it. What Reagan did to look strong was 3 days later, he invaded Grenada to, quote, save some medical students, end quote. It was all baloney to try to show force. He should have bombed Iran right then. You're president, and they killed 250 Marines. And guess what? Guess what? You're not going to have a Navy or an Air Force after that. No, sir. No, sir. And that's what they did. That is what they did. And they're out to, you know, basically impose what they think is Shiite jihad, the Sunni jihad and Shiite jihad. Sunni jihad are the Wahhabi terrorists that are coming out of Saudi Arabia. They're the ones that did 9/11, bombed New York. They're the ones that murder people in Paris, go up to them on the street with a hatchet and hit them right in the face in London. They're Sunnis. Iran are Shiites, and Shiite jihad is Hezbollah killing Christians in Lebanon, killing Israelis, supporting Hamas, even though Hamas are Sunnis, having them launch into Israel from what, 10 miles away? Come to Milwaukee, go up to the Brownport Shopping Center, go up to Brown Deer. You know where Brown Deer is? Brown Deer, a little west of Fox Point. And then you lob 4,000 missiles into downtown Milwaukee, and that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. And some guys call me up and say, well, they weren't missiles. They were rockets. They weren't, you know, there were no guidance systems. Oh, great. Great. Launch 4,000 rockets from Brown Deer into Milwaukee. And what do you think happens? Give me a break. I get, you know, I'm very, very tired of people sort of treating Iran as some sort of a normal negotiating partner. Ibrahim Raisi has come out and said it. Missiles and militias are off the table. Inspectors are off the table. They're up to 60% enrichment of uranium. 60%. That's weapons grade. 3% is civilian grade. They're launching a satellite. It didn't work. So far, we've used things like sabotaging their system and all that. The Israelis have assassinated some of their nuclear scientists. Why are we letting their nuclear scientists in here to study at our universities, at Caltech and MIT? Out they go. No more visas for this kind of thing. People are building nuclear weapons to hurt us. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.